Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Omuhengo, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, At the Rock Bottom, is brought to you by Mama Africa Book Box. This is a reading club ministry by CLC Kenya, aimed at empowering boys and girls aged 2 to 20 to read and be impacted by Christian books.
Neo's classes began, each lecture opening a door to a new realm of understanding. The professors were gurus of wisdom, and Neo, the eager apprentice, soaked in their teachings like a sponge. University life felt good, and the freedom was like a fresh breath. At this time, Neo did not consider that there was a way that seemed right to a man and appeared straight before him, but its end was the way of death. She was right on that path that appeared straight for her but was leading to her death on all fronts, physically, solically, and spiritually. Despite her initial confidence in her own abilities and plans for her entire lifetime, she would later realize that following her own path was detrimental to her well-being. She was about to drown in the deep end, with no sight of any forthcoming help. In that situation, Neo needed to humble herself and seek guidance from someone wiser and more experienced than herself, God. By surrendering her own ways and seeking a higher power, she could find a lifeline to pull her out of the deep end and back onto the path God had said He predestined for her before her birth. But no. She did not care about God's path and predestination. In the midst of academic rigors, Neo found herself entangled in an unexpected twist of fate. The vibrant atmosphere and the allure of the unknown led her down a path that diverged from the well-lit avenues of academia. She discovered new friendships that transcended textbooks and classrooms. Because of the drift from things of God, her new set of friends were not any different from the ones she had at the Mosquitoes group at the computer college. While she had the chance to surround herself with Christian friends from her village church and make new ones from the Christian Union, her rebellion led her further into isolation. As her rebellious behavior intensified, her academic performance declined. She became more detached from her family and neglected her responsibilities, prioritizing the thrill of parties over her education. Her once promising future seemed to slip further away with each passing day. It all started innocently enough, during one of the bad boys and girls' legendary parties that pulsed with music and laughter. Neo, with her infectious curiosity, had ventured beyond the realm of her usual circles and encountered a group of students who seemed to live on the edge. Drawn in by their charisma and rebellious spirit, she found herself captivated by their tales of late-night escapades and unconventional philosophies. As the days unfolded, Neo's schedule shifted from diligent lectures and library sessions to clandestine rendezvous with her newfound companions. The group, shrouded in mystery, introduced her to a world where rules were meant to be broken and boundaries were mere suggestions. Neo, once fueled by the thirst for knowledge, now found herself chasing the adrenaline rush of rebellion. Her room, once adorned with stacks of books and literary posters, transformed into a hub of secrecy. Late-night adventures replaced early morning lectures, and Neo's academic pursuits began to wane under the weight of her newfound distractions. The library, once her sanctuary, became a distant memory as she got entangled in a web of questionable decisions. The once bright glow in Neo's eyes dimmed as she distanced herself from the values that had defined her. Her village's churchmates, concerned by the drastic shift in her behavior, tried to intervene, but Neo, enamored by the allure of this rebellious group, dismissed their concerns. The consequences of Neo's choices began to manifest. Her grades plummeted, and her reputation as a promising student started to crumble. The whispers of concern grew louder, echoing through the corridors of Moi University. Yet, in the midst of this downward spiral, Neo's rebellious companions seemed to provide a twisted sense of camaraderie. They became her refuge, shielding her from the judgment that awaited her. Little did she realize that the bonds formed in the shadows were fragile, built on the shaky foundations of rebellion and self-destruction. As the semester wore on, Neo faced the harsh reality of her choices. The thrill of rebellion faded, leaving behind a trail of consequences that she couldn't escape. She was pregnant at the tender age of 19. This unexpected turn of events added another layer of complexity to Neo's already tumultuous life. Suddenly, she found herself grappling with the weight of responsibility and the uncertainty of her future. The once comforting presence of her rebellious companions now seemed distant and irrelevant in the face of this new reality. The shadows of bad company had cast a dark spell, but only Neo held the power to break free and rediscover the light that had once illuminated her life. She was called and anointed by God from a young age. She had lived a life of favor, purpose, and fulfillment her entire life. Her future had always been bright. But the 1 year post high school was a nightmare. All because she had picked a few bad friends. The 4 years at university would end up being the worst years of her life. She would be lost in the world, as she was internally. She would go through the motions of life like a zombie and waste away. She would continue to get into all the wrong relationships. How did she move from being a spirit-filled, spirit-led, God-loving youth leader in her local assembly to not attending church for years? She would end up wasting years of her life eating with pigs like the prodigal son in Jesus' parable. And she would not come to her senses like he did. God would have to go for her out of his mercies and loving kindness. Despite her current state, there was still a flicker of hope deep within her. She longed for a way out of the darkness that consumed her, yearning for divine intervention to guide her back to the path she had strayed from. A thought came to her mind.
I should immediately apply to transfer from the main campus to the town campus for a fresh start.
First, she would get a chance to start her life amongst strangers. Second, she would get a job during the day to allow her to earn extra money to take care of her forthcoming baby. It looked like a good plan, so she went for it. Neo sat nervously in the dimly lit room, her hands fidgeting with the edges of her transfer application. That decision wasn't one she took lightly, but circumstances had shifted drastically, leaving her with no other choice. As she stared at the blank spaces on the form, she couldn't help but feel the weight of the life growing within her. The pen trembled in her hand as she began to fill out the application. Questions about her reasons for transferring and her academic goals stared back at her. Neo took a deep breath and started to write, carefully choosing her words to convey the complexity of her situation.
Dear Admissions Committee, I hope this letter finds you well. I am writing to express my intent to transfer to the town campus. As a current student at the main campus, I have been fortunate to experience a vibrant academic environment and engage with passionate professors. However, recent developments in my personal life have led me to reevaluate my circumstances and make a decision that aligns with my responsibilities. I have attached the required documentation, including my academic transcripts, recommendation letters, and a personal statement detailing my educational and career aspirations. I believe that my unique experiences and dedication to my studies will contribute positively to the town campus community. I appreciate your time and consideration of my application. Sincerely, Neo.
With the letter completed, Neo took one last look at the application before sealing it in the envelope. As she handed it over to the administrative assistant, a mix of uncertainty and hope lingered in her eyes. The path ahead was uncertain, but Neo was determined to create a future that would not only fulfill her academic dreams but also provide a stable foundation for her unborn baby. She did not bid her friends goodbye. She slid through out of her room in the early morning, leaving behind the familiar surroundings. The sun had just begun to paint the sky with hues of pink and orange as Neo stepped into a waiting cab. The campus unfolded outside the window, a mosaic of memories that would forever be etched in her mind. The hum of the engine provided a rhythmic backdrop to her contemplative thoughts. As the cab approached the campus gates for the last time, Neo couldn't help but feel a pang of sadness. She muttered to herself,
"I wish I could have stayed longer."
As she settled into her new surroundings, she found solace in the unfamiliar faces and the potential for a clean slate. She believed that by immersing herself in a new environment and taking on responsibilities, she could regain control over her life and create a brighter future for herself and her unborn baby. Neo hoped that this new start would breathe life into her stagnant moments, rekindle hope in her weary heart, and provide a canvas for transformation. She wanted to break free from the constraints of the past and embark on a journey of renewal, growth, and self-discovery. This new start held a promise of second chances, inviting her to learn from experiences and move forward with newfound wisdom. She was going to redefine her purpose and life's trajectory by acknowledging that life was dynamic, filled with opportunities for reinvention and growth. At that moment, Neo was ready to embrace change, let go of limiting beliefs, and step boldly into the uncharted territory of the future, where the possibilities were endless and the potential for positive impact was boundless. Was this the start of a better life?
We take this moment to thank you for listening right through and to express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next chapter, The Prophecy. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Spotify. The social media handle is at CLC Kenya. God bless you and keep you as you seek Him and pursue His purpose for you.